I just wanted to jump on for a moment because of the question that was just asked in terms of the impact on American citizens. Because I think that we emphasize all the time about the international crimes of the United States, and we're sort of, the question itself sort of poses it as if the American people themselves don't need the United Nations, and that we have to now try to convince the American people that they should support the expulsion of the U.S. from the U.N. So that we can try to prevent the international crimes of the United States. And that sort of is framed in that way, and trying to assure the American people that there won't be any negative consequences for you if you do the right thing and help us to try to prevent America's international crimes. But I would like to just point out that the American people themselves need the help of the United Nations. You have massive problems in your society. You have massive problems in your country. You have many, many crimes being committed by your government against you. You have many human rights violations, civil rights violations, violations of your own safety being committed against you by your own government. They're guilty of violating numerous international agreements and international law to protect the rights and dignity of their own citizens. But Americans think that they only can have recourse to their own laws, their own constitution, their own Supreme Court, and what have you. But no, you're just a country among all of the countries of the world, and you're under international law like everybody else. But because the United States dominates the United Nations can't do its job the same way that they can't do their job, say, in Africa or Asia or Latin America or wherever else. They can't do their job with regards to crimes committed in the United States. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, we've talked about it many times, but you have created in the United States a system of forcing prisoners to work for nothing, to work for nothing in harsh conditions. That's a violation. Americans don't know this because, again, as I said, they think that the only laws that apply are their own laws. But you're subject to the laws, to international law, which means that you should have recourse to international law for the crimes and the violations that are committed in your country. Forcing prisoners to work for nothing, that's a violation of the Labor Organization's Convention number 29 and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is nothing short of modern-day slavery. And it's a shame that it's happening in a country that claims to be the land of the free. The U.S. has a long history of, as we all know, they have a long history of racial discrimination. From the disproportionate representation of African Americans on death row, for example, to the racial bias that pervades the whole so-called criminal justice system. Well, that's a violation of the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. That's international law that your country is violating against you. And as obviously, it's a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And again, it's a shame that in the 21st century, you still, in your country, in America, you still have to fight for the basic human rights of your own people. And you can't do it through the mechanisms that are available in your own country. Because it's those very mechanisms that are being weaponized against the population themselves. And there's the issue of police brutality. Again, that's something we've talked about many times. So-called police brutality. But like I've said also many times, if this was something that was happening outside of the United States, it wouldn't be called police brutality. It would be called extrajudicial killing by security forces. And that's exactly what happens in the United States every day. Security forces in America committed something like 1,200 or over 1,200 extrajudicial killings just last year. 1,200 American citizens murdered by security forces. That's a violation, again, of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's a violation of the International Covenant on civil and political rights. These are international laws that you're supposed to have recourse to. And again, it's a shame that your lives are not valued by the very people who are supposed to be protecting you. The people, the police, the security forces are supposed to be protecting you, but you're not safe from them. Well, who are you supposed to go to then to get your rights? The very people who are charged with protecting you are murdering you. If you're the wrong race, if you're the wrong ethnicity, you come from the wrong neighborhood, or you're from the wrong economic strata. The U.S. is guilty of racial profiling as well. Now, we all know that, and everyone talks about it in the United States, racial profiling, surveillance that specifically targets ethnic groups, minority groups, so-called. But again, everyone in America thinks that, well, we can't really do anything about it except to talk about the Constitution and so forth. No, because the people who are doing it against you, they know the Constitution already better than you anyway. They know what the law is, and they're playing with the law. They don't respect the law. So how are you going to have recourse to lawless lawmakers? How can you have recourse to them? You don't, but you can have recourse to international law because, by the way, it's a violation of international law. That's a violation of the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, like I said, and, of course, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You live in a society where your every move is watched and monitored simply because of, as I said, the color of your skin, your race, your ethnicity, your economic strata, and so on. This is a violation of international law, but who's gonna help you except for the body that is in charge of enforcement of international law? But you have them, your government, the same one that has you tied up in your country. Well, they've got the United Nations tied up. And then you have the issue of mass incarceration. I mean, the problems just go on and on. Mass incarceration. America, as I've said before, comprises maybe around 5% of the whole global population. The whole entire population of the earth, maybe only 5% of the whole population on the planet Earth lives in the United States. But 25% of all people on Earth who are incarcerated in the United States. 25% of everyone in prison is in prison in America. The U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world, with, again, as we all know, African Americans being disproportionately represented on the in the prison population. Again, that's a violation of the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It's a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You're supposed to have recourse to that. It applies to you too. It's a shame that your people are locked up and thrown away simply because of the color of their skin or because of their ethnicity. And like I've said many times, if this is happening anywhere else in the world, America would be standing up at the General Assembly giving all sorts of speeches and condemnations of that country. But when your country does it to you, nobody can say anything. You can't even say anything. The only one that you can say it to is the one who's doing it to you. And he already knows what he's doing. And then you have even, this is an election year. We have many serious issues with voting rights in America. Suppression, voter suppression, disenfranchisement, again, targeting ethnic minority groups, African Americans and so forth. That's, again, a violation of the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights. That's international law. It's a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in this so-called democracy. But it doesn't even stop there. The U.S. is guilty of discriminating against indigenous people in America, ignoring their rights to land and resources and self-determination, a violation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and the International Labor Organization's Convention on Number 169. It's a shame that the original inhabitants of that land are still being marginalized and oppressed, and no one can do anything about it because, again, you can't go to your government because they're the ones doing it to you. That's like saying that the person who's assaulting you on the street is the one that you have to ask to stop assaulting you, and because there's no police officer, because there's no one to actually enforce the law. You have to go to the criminal and ask him to stop committing the crime, and that's supposed to be your version of law enforcement. Oh, it's time for you to wake up. You have to wake up. You people yourselves in America have to wake up and demand justice. And you can't continue to live in a society where your rights are being violated on a daily basis. You yourselves need to stand up and fight for your freedom, for your dignity, for your humanity. You need to hold your government accountable. You need to hold that government over there in the United States accountable for their actions and demand that they respect your rights as human beings. And the only way that that can happen, and this is what I'm telling you, the only way that that can happen is if the rest of the world can back you up. You're alone in a cage with a wolf, and you can't fight that wolf alone. We need to get the U.S. out of the U.N. so that that will enable us to come into that cage with you and restrain that wolf with the hands of 192 other countries. 192 other countries can step in for you and have your back and defend you against the government that's doing this to you.